Home Improvement with Dave Fisher and Jan Eakes on CJAD 800.
Indeed. Walter Assey is the president of Renovco. Today he's sitting in for Jan, who will be back next week. And we thank Walter of Renovco for helping us out today. It's 9:33. For the record, the telephone numbers are 514-790-0800. Star Talk is free, of course, on Bell Mobility. And if you're out of town, use 1-800-491-CJD. Jennifer, is that you?
Hello, this is me.
Hi. Welcome aboard, Jen.
Thank you very much.
What's the problem?
When I fill up the bathtub, I've noticed in the past few weeks, it looks tinted green.
In our bathroom, we have a green bathtub. It's not, your bathtub isn't green,
no,
I take
my
it.
My bathtub is white.
Oh, okay.
And my paint is red.
Okay.
So it's really noticeable, the green color.
I can imagine. What do you think, Walter?
Do you have a metal bathtub or an acrylic bathtub?
It's an old bathtub, so it's metal, I think.
How old?
I don't know, because it was here when I got here, but it's metal covered with
Enamel.
Enamel, yes.
Okay. Is there any rust around the drain?
No.
No discoloration whatsoever?
None.
Okay, and if you were to scratch at it with your fingernails, let's say, would you see anything peeling or just about to peel?
In the tub?
Yes.
Are you doing it now?
No, I'm taking a look. It's very well intact. I mean, the drain is stainless steel. It looks clear. It looks...
Okay.
Jen, is it a bright color of green?
It's, no.
Are there any other taps or sinks in the house where this happens?
I tried filling up the sink in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't see it quite as prominently.
Okay. Let me just give you a couple of scenarios, and we can explore that a bit more in depth. So there's two possibilities to this. You could potentially have some rust in the water.
Okay.
And that, how old is the house?
1933.
Okay, so there's a very good chance that you have metal pipes, okay? Now, when you have metal pipes, they rust. That's the problem with them. Mm-hmm. And when they rust, they actually bring some rust with it. It's not a big deal because technically, if you run the water a little bit, it will clear up eventually,
okay?
So what you do is when you open the water, you just let it drain for a while, and then you fill up the bathtub. And you can check if the color comes back, then potentially it's another problem.
Okay.
If you see that it's a light color, then you know it's because of the rust in the pipes. That's number one scenario. Number two would be because this is a very old tub. So maybe it used to be green before. Somebody painted over it. Okay.
Mm.
And now things are diluting and, you know, you can have that green pigmentation. So that is a possibility as well. A very small one, but it is something worth exploring.
Yeah, I'm not sure because there's a little chip where something fell and it's black.
It's black underneath. So it's the original color was white. Okay, so
then
we can eliminate that possibility altogether. I would stay with the rust possibility, especially the age of the house. I mean, 1933 is 99% you have metal pipes in there. So, okay. And, I mean, you can look at it visually in your basement. So when you go down the basement, you can see, you're probably going to see a few copper pipes. But then, you know, if you look further down, I mean, you want to go as far as you can where the water enters to the house. And you will kind of narrow it down or zero into the metal pipe area.
Well.
Is it something I have to have a plumber in to check? Or?
No, you can check it yourself.
Okay.
And like I said, there's nothing super dramatic about it.
Okay.
It's just, I know it's an inconvenience, and when you have like discoloration in the world, it's not the prettiest thing in the world. But if you want to just have a quick fix and, you know, not have it bother you, every time you open the water, let it run for a while and then start using the water.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily dangerous?
Not necessarily dangerous, no.
Jennifer, if I may, do you own this house?
Yes, I do.
At some time in the future, though, it would probably be wise to change to copper or the new plastic pipes.
That's correct.
No?
Okay.
And that's not going to be inexpensive, unfortunately.
Now, one of the things you could also do is every time you renovate a bathroom or you do any plumbing work, you could do it by section as well. So you don't necessarily need to open a big, let's say you have metal pipes everywhere. So you can update by section, and you know, eventually your whole house will be renovated.
Okay, well, that's a good thought.
Way to go, Walter. Thanks for the call, Jen.
Thank you very much for your help.
You betcha. Best of luck. Hello, John.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Listen, I just want to get this done quick. I have folding fungus in my bathroom and in my back room. What I'd like to know is, would that be covered by the insurance for the cavity of the house or my insurance? And that's about it.
What's the question?
The thing is, I have fungus and mold in my house, right?
Mold?
Where is this mold showing up?
In the bathroom and in the back room.
And the back room. Are both heated spaces, of course.
Yeah.
Is it on the wall or on the bottom?
Well, on the tiles and the floor. See, I'm blind, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
But I'm going for what they told me. They told me it's on the floor.
Yep.
And that they would have to knock down the wall. And one company quoted $4,000-something, and the other company quoted $6,000-something.
Oh, my.
Okay. Well, let me make it simple for you. Mold is not covered by insurance, okay? Because typically mold happens due to a small and gradual damage or lack of maintenance. So they don't want to be insuring structures that lack maintenance and so on and so forth. And if they do cover mold, technically, I mean, people would let things be run down and then call the insurance company to renovate their whole house. So 99% you're not going to be covered. The only time they'll cover you is because of a sudden damage. So let's say you had a broken pipe yesterday and they only came a week later and mold kind of started to show up. That's when they will kind of give you maybe, they will cover you. But technically, if you have a lot of mold, that means it's been there for a long time and that will definitely not be covered.
And it's dangerous.
Yes.
It's not healthy for you.
Exactly. I mean, mold spores, there's two things why we don't like mold. Because, number one, they feed on your house. So they feed on cellulose-based materials, chiprock, wood. 90% of your home is built with cellulose-based materials. And number two is you're breathing the spores in. And, you know, your respiratory system is not made to filter down those spores. So it goes straight to your lungs and it accumulates over a period of time.
Have you developed a cough or anything like that, John?
No, I haven't.
Well,
no.
Thank goodness for that, at least.
I know. But the price for the to fix it, it's like one couple of $4,000 and one $6,000-something.
Well, let me give you a little hint on that, okay? Number one, there is a misconception about who to hire when you have a mold situation or mold problem. It's not really just a regular contractor. The contractor have to be an IICRC accredited contractor, meaning they have training in antimicrobial remediation. Because you're dealing with biocides, you're dealing with toxicity, so they have to be properly equipped, they have to have the right materials. So, I mean, if you just call a regular contractor in and his idea of remediating the mold is demolishing everything, putting it in garbage bags and leaving, what you're really doing is taking that problem, compounding it thousands of times worse. Because what you just did is disturb the colony, spread the mold spores everywhere in the house. So when you compare quotations, you want to compare scope. First, you want to make sure this guy or these two companies have the proper accreditations to do this type of work, have the proper insurance, environmental pollution insurance.
Do
not
you?
Liability, of course, you have to. Because, I mean, we do commercial, industrial, and so on and so forth. So we have to have, you know, a much more elaborate insurance. And when I talk about insurance, you have to, there's something called pollution insurance. Meaning, if I come into your house and I create a, you know, pollution problem because I badly did the job or I did not do the proper containment, then I'm covered for that. If your contractor doesn't have that, then the insurance company would not cover you. His insurance company would not cover him. That means you're not going to be covered as well.
Does that help, John?
Thank you very much, Al.
Thank you very much. It's 9:42. By the way, I meant to ask you something, and I hope this is okay. And that is, you know, I famously had this problem with the freezer that died when we were naturally away.
Yeah.
And we come back to this awful mess. And she who must be obeyed thought that, oh, the insurance company is going to help us with the cost of cleaning this up, and also the cost of the food that was spoiled, and the answer is not a chance from the insurance company.
Why?
They just said, well, you're not covered for it.
Why not?
I don't know.
That should not be the case.
Really?
That's right. You should definitely be covered because it's an accident. I mean, something that happened.
Unless, it seemed to me that's what I pay insurance for.
Correct. But here's where they can catch you, because you know, there's always a gray zone.
Yeah.
So let's say you say, I was on vacation.
Right.
Okay, the next question to you would be, who was checking the house while you were on vacation?
Okay. My nephew.
Oh, great. So if that's the answer, great. And then they will ask you every how often he was coming to the house. So there is a secret answer to this, right? Insurance company want you to check, want someone to check the house on a regular basis. So let's say you're gone for a week, and the last day someone came in to check the house. That's not really checking the house. So either you have to notify them when you're going on vacation, so tell them I'm going on for a week on vacation, or you have to have someone every 48 hours coming and visiting the house.
My goodness.
Yeah. And if that's the answer that you've given, you should be covered for sure.
Walter, you spend, I think, a lot of time dealing with insurance companies, and they just love to take your premiums, I mean, and cash those checks on a regular basis. However, getting them to actually part with their money can be a little tough. That's my idea of the way things are. Is that pretty accurate?
Well, insurance companies, like any business, you have the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? then you add to this, so you have very good insurance companies with extremely good customer service. I've had there's certain insurance companies I have fantastic experiences with. They just want to really and genuinely service the client.
Yep.
And then you have others that are not, you know, they want to service their profit margins. So the idea is to keep them honest. The idea is to know your rights, your and your obligations, and what you're covered and uncovered for, and deal with it as such. So always kind of get yourself informed when you're dealing with them. That's one way of getting it done.